3JCA Monitoring. Are you joining us this morning, David?
ATX, not quite there yet, Richard. Give me just a minute.
Yeah, I was just seeing if NXY was in there this morning. But I think I remember him telling me him and Marie were taking a trip. So it might be this week. I'm not. I may be off. I'm not sure. KA3JCA.
Last week he's back, but I hadn't heard him on
the
radio this morning.
And I'm definitely a week off. But I'm looking up a radio for Ken. I guess the FT450D David or Delta, and he wanted to know what he has to or needs to hook up a waterfall to it. But I'm trying to see. I know it has a. Connector in the back for a computer cable, but I'm not sure what that one provides or if it provides, because I don't see any waterfall information on the front of the display.
Okay. See if it has cat control. If it does, then he'll have to download a program like Hammers or one of those programs. And then it'll be able to control his radio from the computer, and it'll have the waterfall with it.
It has cat control.
Able to do it that way. That's the way most radios operate anyway, that have that. So without looking at it right in front of me and trying it, I would say yes, he could do that. But, you know, there's always that chance.
So it allows him to update factory provided firmware for his radio as it comes out and available.
Go to the Yaesu site and download the firmware for it and update the firmware if there is an update.
I say the radio is outdated, but a D-sub 9-pin connector, boy, that goes back to the days before they came out with USB. I remember, you know, laptops having the 9-pin serial ports and the 15-pin VGA ports and the was it 25 or 40-pin parallel ports on laptops? Remember when they were boat anchors?
I still have a few.
I kept one laptop that I pull out every once in a while. I got to actually check the battery on it, but I kept it because of the fact that it had the serial port and stuff like that. The old type stuff.
Remember the old, I think it is 40-pin parallel port, and then you, like you said, you had the VGA and the serial port, and now all that's done through USB and micro USB and USB-C.
Sally's got her work computer that has all of that, but it's got an additional port. It's called a D port or something like that. It looks flat like a USB, or I'm sorry, a HDMI, but one corner of it is cut at like a 45 degree angle. But it's a display port or a D port or something it's called. But I needed to get that cable to hook it up to her big monitor and so forth like that. I don't know if I told you back when she came back from Colorado. I ended up buying her that big 49-inch curved widescreen monitor, and she loves it because she can open up four or five screens on one screen.
I'm thinking about changing mine on the tool truck to that LG that you can open the extra wide, where you can open up like three screens and have them on there, because I jump between screens a lot, and it just would make my life easier.
Using my laptop on the little hospital bed table here, and then I have that 24, 27-inch on a little pole that's mounted, and it's off to the right of the laptop a little bit, but I can move stuff and put stuff up. My laptop, however, is only enough to just power one of the monitors, so the next laptop I'll get, I'll make sure that I can actually program two widescreen monitors, because I'll go back and put the other monitor. I have one of those stands that mounts to the table it lifts it up about 10 or 12 inches, and but I only have one monitor on. I took the other one off since it wouldn't work with the laptop.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm either going to put that wide one on there or put another monitor. And I'm running a Microsoft Surface Laptop 3, so it can handle it because it's got a separate docking station. So that's what I was thinking about doing. But we're working our way toward it. I'm no computer genius. I have to figure it out as I go, just like everything else in life.
Patrick, I'm still learning too. It's I swear, your technology is changing faster. I remember when I was younger, and people wanting to build a computer and this and this and this, and then the minute they get it home, it's like, well, it doesn't do this. Well, you didn't want it to do that when you purchased the computer and I built it for you. You have to add on to it. I mean, basically, when you buy something nowadays, it's 6 months outdated by the time you get it home and plugged into the house. KA3JCA.
Seems that way. Technology's moving so fast that there's no telling where we'll be by the end of this year.
Just a movie or something on the internet or something, but I was trying to find it again, but somebody was holding like an iPhone or an Android. It was just a cell phone in their hand, and they reached up and they touched the screen, but they were holding the phone flat like the screen was facing upward, and it brought up one of those little like heads-up display things, like a holographic screen. It was kind of neat, but then I went back to try to find it again, and I couldn't find it.
Surprised somebody isn't pushing that more, where you could have a holographic screen and touch it, but I don't know. Hadn't seen that yet.
Be out. And I just had the name of it on the tip of my tongue, but I want to say it was Ben Affleck, and I think it was called Paycheck, where I think that was the name of it, but he would lock himself up and reverse engineer a laptop. So basically, you know, he fixed it so that a hologram would come up from the laptop and blah, 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 and the person would talk to you and ask for the commands. And then people were standing around evaluating it. They're like, well, there's nothing new. And he reaches over and he pulls the laptop totally off the table, and that holographic figure was still there. And he basically re-engineered or reverse-engineered something and let it hit the market before this other company did. And, of course, that's where he was getting his paycheck from, all that money.
I'll have to see if I can't find it on Netflix or Hulu and see if I can't watch it.
I'm looking here to make sure that was the name of the movie here. Let's see here. Yep, that's it, Paycheck. Ben Affleck. And Michael, Michael Jennings and so forth like that is one of the actors in it. But yeah, that's the name of it, Paycheck. It was done in 20... Oh, brothers. I just had it there. 2003 is when the movie came out.
Check into that one and see if I can find it. But that's the only way I watch TV anymore is Netflix or Hulu. Or end up watching YouTube videos.
I'm still having issues with the Spectrum TV app. I did get them to lower my bill, and they went ahead and upgraded my service to 1 gigabyte, so I have 1 gig internet, and paying less than what I was paying before, so that's, I'm happy with that. But again, when I do want to watch some of the shows that are on regular Spectrum TV, I'm getting a lot of buffering, but yet I can go to Hulu, Netflix, Disney, Paramount, Hallmark, and stream their video data, and nothing happens. I love it when they keep trying to tell me, oh, it's your computer or your cache. No, it's your internet app that you have for your web browser that's causing it.
American Way, it's somebody else's fault. It's not ours.
Was it checking on the net last night for a thermal belt?
I had just got home when the net started.
I didn't know if you heard Jerry's announcement, so he's got the Cisco 504 VoIP phones for any of the Thermal Belt Club members right now that want to acquire one. I think it was $25 he's selling them for, and then you just register for Ham Shack Hotline, and then you'll basically have a direct communications where you can, like, call Chad or Ann or Jerry or myself, and I even think Robin has one now. Chad has a different phone model, but, yeah, he has the Ham Shack Hotline in his Ham Shack.
Maybe I have to look into that so I can actually be a part of the club, since I can't hear it or can't be a part of it any other way.
But once you actually get that established and get it in your house and you hook it up to your internet and so forth, I paid the $10 and downloaded the app GroundWire to get an extension. So basically, I have it on my phone and on Sally's phone, but if you were to call me and I were in the kitchen and my Ham Shack Hotline rings back next to my bed, it rings my phone, so I'm able to answer it from either location.
Good. Now, how far away will it work on your iPhone?
Anywhere in the world with my iPhone, and it'll ring to that extension.
You got internet access? That's what I was wondering, if it was doing it over some kind of Wi-Fi, or if it was actually data-based.
Well, download the app to your phone. It's using your cellular data.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to look into that then. That would be pretty nice to be able to participate and be a part of the club.
If you can find a good deal, there's different phones out there. They do different things. I was listening to a guy yesterday talk about this company out west. He goes in and he, like, when he, I guess, helps put new systems in system, new phone systems into businesses and so forth. And basically part of his deal with the contract is he pulls out their old VoIP phones and keeps them. Well, he has found a niche where he basically gets them cleaned up. He has the whole phone clean, detailed. They're actually spray painted, and then the company puts on new decals and logos as if it was like a brand new phone. I don't know what he's going to sell these for, but I'm curious to see here once we get the website address.
That'd be pretty neat, and I have to look more into that. Now, one quick question: does it, the phone have to be hardwired into the internet, or does it have to be? Can it be Wi-Fi?
Depends on which phone you get. Okay, like the phone that I have, the 525, it's wired into the internet because I'm using a PoE to get the power to power the phone. Now, I do have a power supply for that phone where I can plug it up, and then I can use it Wi-Fi, but that's the model that I have that allows that. Some of the models do only allow Wi-Fi to, like, a Bluetooth headphone? Well, it allows, like, a Wi-Fi connection to, like, a remote device, but it's not connecting to the internet to use the phone, KA3JCA.
But not over the internet. I know what you're saying. A lot of things do that nowadays.
Phone has the capability to connect to the internet wirelessly because if it does, then you can use it. Now, once you get the stuff provisioned, the phone provisioned and so forth like that, and you get it hooked up, and you're using the phone, one of the things, like I said, you can download that software called GroundWire. You can actually go into your app and look up, it's called Aerobics or Aerobotics GroundWire, and you can read some of the stuff, but once you have the extension, you put that on your phone, and then you set it up just like you did your phone, and wherever you go and you have cellular data or connectivity, it will ring on your cell phone without being in your house.
I'll have to look into that then. But I need one of the phones that's capable of Wi-Fi. I don't have data cables run to every room in the house.
Back where your ham shack is?
Wi-Fi, yeah.
Have like a cable running from the router back to maybe a switch that gives you like anywhere from 5 to 8 to 16 internet ports that you could have in one room?
No, that's all in the living room. And that's why I was wanting to see if it was Wi-Fi capable, because that way I could put it in my ham shack.
If you look and get, if you can find a reasonable, there's one that's the Cisco 525, is which I have. Now, it's funny, mine works with Wi-Fi, and I got one for Sally, and I can get it to see the Wi-Fi. However, I can't get her phone to connect to the Wi-Fi, so I'm not sure if the Wi-Fi module is bad in her phone or not, and maybe that's why the person was getting rid of it or selling it. But if you buy them for anywhere from $30 up to a couple of hundred, if you want a brand new one, you can pay like a couple hundred bucks, but I figure a used one does just the same thing.
As long as you're not chasing a certain feature, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be that big a deal. But I wouldn't think Wi-Fi would be too hard to find on one, but maybe. You never know.
Some of the models, like there's a model 504 that it has Wi-Fi, but it's not to connect to the internet with. It's like to have a headphone, a wireless headphone, using the Wi-Fi to connect it, so that like you can be away from the phone and answer it on a headset, but it's using the Wi-Fi that way. It's not connecting to the system. And then, needless to say, when you do have it on the particular model I have, you have to, if you don't have PoE, you have to have the power supply to also power the phone.
I have to do some research into that and see if I can't find me something then. How much was the ham shack hotline stuff to connect to it?
Basically, all you need is just the telephone, and you can, like I said, pay anywhere from $25-$30 up to whatever for the, everything else is all free of charge. You connect it, you request a phone number and all that, and it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to get a phone number, and once that's done and you get the line established and show that it's in use, you can download the, like I said, the GroundWire. You can request it's called a soft phone extension or connection, and they send you the information on how to program your cell phone to use on the soft phone. And like I said, you be set. You can answer all the phones. Like, I can actually go in on my account right now, and I can actually set up Ashley's and Sally's to all four lines to ring onto my phone. So I have the club extension that I have, my call sign extension, Sally's, and Ashley's all coming into the house.
Check on it and see what I can find out.
And not all the models have it, but you can get a sidecar. There's two different ones. You can get the digital one or the one that has like the paper template. The paper template one, you has 32 buttons on it. And you can put, you know, like if you put people on speed dial or whatever, you can program it. the one that I have that matches my phone and the digital display is digital, so I only have 30 extensions on it, and it's only got 15 buttons, but you have a button at the bottom that you can switch between page one and page two, depending on where you store the people's phone number.
Like I said, I'll have to look into that a little more. I've been hearing about it, and I've watched a couple of YouTube videos on it, but I hadn't really, you know, dove into it to figure it out yet. Been having enough going on.
Here, in case somebody wanted to jump in. So, okay. Well, if you come over Saturday, like I said, you'll kind of get to see a little bit of the setup. And if you do come over Saturday, again, remember, bring your hotspot and your radio. We'll do code plug and everything that I have set up, and we can quickly add whatever else you have before we write to the radio.
Did you, by chance, email me that code plug for the version 2?
I got sidetracked last night, because after I talked to you, I got Jerry called, and I got on the radio with him, and we were talking about that, and then the thermal belt started, and then I just kind of got tired and went to bed early last night.
I was just having to think about it, that's all. Daniel's brother is looking for the code plug for the 578. So if you got it, I will forward it on to him, if you don't mind.
I need to know what version he's running on 578, because I'm running the latest version, which is version 117. So if not, I have to rewrite it to a code plug for Daniel. You're talking about net control Daniel, correct?
No. Different Daniel. KI4DTY, his brother Elijah.
All righty, gotcha. Yeah, so just find out what version it is, because it's the same thing with the 878. You know, if I give you one for version 204, it's not going to work in 3.0. So that way, when I save it, I can at least import it and then export it to a version that you're using.
Yeah, roger that. I will get it from him. I asked him about it already, and he didn't know, but I'm trying to get it to him. So I'm trying to help him out. I have one more on DMR. I'm trying to get DTY on there also. But we'll see.
Much the same concept as you do with your 878. Have him push the menu button, go to settings, then choose option 3 for device info, and scroll down, and it should tell him what version he's running.
I'll talk to him today and see if I can't find out and get back with you on it. But I appreciate the help there. We'll get everybody around here eventually on DMR, as many that want to anyway.
A plan, sir. Alrighty, I'm going to go see if I can get a cup of coffee from Sally here, because it's almost time for her to get up. I know she's laying here listening and copying the mail, but she just likes to lay here until it's time to get out of bed. So you have a wonderful day, Patrick, and we will catch you later on down the log. KA3JCA.
Have a great day, Miss Sally. Be careful on your trip into work, and have a great day. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73.